The first public event that had any personal effect on me was probably the breakup of Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. I look forward to the change, actually. Dean Martin was always popcorn time in my book, and 2 hours of Jerry Lewis solo seemed to epitomize an 8-year-old paradise. Today, of course, in a nation inured to humor by the college boy mentality of Animal House and its ilk, or the smart-mouthed leering of Saturday Night Live, you have to go to France, of all places, even to see a Jerry Lewis movie. But when I was a kid, if you wanted to be my pal, you said nothing bad about Jerry Lewis, and if your favorite third stooge wasn't Shemp, it was Fist City. What do kids love today? They can't breakdance at the mall. Girl Scout cookies are filled with razors. Halloween has become a killing zone for psychopaths. The only comedians worth anything in this country have this peculiar desire to act like grown-ups. Well, I can sympathize with Steve Martin. He must wake up sweating in the middle of the night, imagining himself as an 80-year-old man being wheeled around the home with an arrow in his head saying, "I'm a wild and crazy guy," over and over again. But still, there's a place in America for pure pagan physical humor. Not every Jerry Lewis has to turn into Dean Martin. Not every Woody Allen has to make sincere movies about relationships. Don't sneer at Jerry Lewis now or feel ashamed that you loved him as a kid. Nostalgia might be the final refuge for people who hate what they've become, but don't throw your memories out with the bathwater. If you like a pie in the face, say so. You don't have to cover up your appreciation of something stupid by calling it camp or hiding your delight under so many levels of irony you couldn't cut through it with a chainsaw. Save your irony for when you really need it. I remember on my 8th birthday, in compensation for a painful trip to the orthodontist, my parents took me to the Marshall Bill Show, a so-called kiddie program which aired live every weekday between 3 and 3:30 in an unnamed Midwestern state. It was a minor thrill to be there among Porky and his pals, sitting in my Cub Scout uniform and Marshall Bill's birthday saddle, but at 8, I was a bit long in the tooth to experience much more than subdued embarrassment, but it was my birthday. Marshall Bill gave me a birthday badge and a gift certificate for a genuine ant farm. The ant farm arrived in the mail 6 weeks later. All the ants, of course, were dead, which may have been the first in a series of my disillusionments with the American way of life. On the other hand, I always knew that Santa Claus was really Vern Halstead, the insurance man three houses down. The tooth fairy was Mom with a dime. I always knew that cartoons were created by fat men with unlit cigars, that cameras were operated by bored men in Dacron shirts, and Jerry Lewis the kid was really a grown man who smoked too much. And I always knew that Marshall Bill was really just a local weatherman with a cowboy hat on. That didn't diminish my appreciation for their public service. You gotta accept human frailty in the world. You gotta accept the grand illusions. After all, I'm just a weatherman myself. You know, the kind that knows which way the wind blows. And just for the record, my favorite third stooge is still Shemp. I gotta go.